What is up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in. This is the Pick'em Show, where we will pick every game of the whatever week this is. I don't even know what week it is, but we're picking all the games. I'm here with Ryan Schlipp from the Packernet Packers podcast. You know, one of the best, greatest podcasts in the land. And what is up? Well, first of all, I got to give a shout out to Quick Trip, right? And got this little fancy little thing right here. But big shout out to Quick Trip. You got Packers points. Actually, I had something I was going to say today, but they got the Packers points over there. And if I could find this, I don't think I'm going to find it. Okay, it's gone. Oh yeah, okay. We got the Packers point sweepstakes. It lasts until January 14th, 2024, you know, end of the season over here. Every dollar spent at Quick Trip equals one Packers point to spend in the Quick Rewards app. Grand prizes, a Chevy Colorado Trail Boss, Polaris snowmobile, Arians snowblowers, an away game experience. They're giving away all types of stuff. So if you're going to Quick Trip, use your Packer, your Quick Rewards app. Every dollar you spend is a Packers point, and you're going to win all types of good stuff, and then you can share it with me. You know what I mean? But we are here with Baba O'Reilly over here. You know, you always have, like, the good names. Does that name mean something that I'm just not figuring out?
Somebody in the chat knows what it means.
Yeah. See, wrong one. There we go. Anyways. But someone... All right, here we go.
I'm just guessing. They'll drop soon enough.
Yes, someone will know. Someone will figure it out. But thank you for tuning in. If you listen to the podcast, whether you're tuning in live or watch on YouTube, wherever you're checking us out, I appreciate it. And be sure to check out the Packernet podcast. You can find all Ryan's stuff at packernet.com. I think that's right, right? And yeah. All right, so last week, let's talk about last week. On my picks, I got I was 9-5. I feel like I'm starting to... I mean, that's good for me. So, like, I feel like I'm starting to be in the positives where I'm right more than I'm wrong, but I'm still I'm tied right now, I think, for 108th place. So I got that going for me. I feel like I had to come back.
Killing it, dude. That's out of, like, 10,000 people, though, so you're doing great.
Yeah, that's what everyone assumes, that, you know, there's, like, 9 million people in this thing, and I'm absolutely killing. But let's talk about the people who actually are killing it. We got a sole first place person, 95 points, Jesse West. All right. Oh, sole position. Yeah, dude, that is. I think we talked about that before. That's like a Clint Eastwood type level of name 100%. Right there. Yeah, that
dude's got a revolver on his hip.
Yeah, like you don't mess with someone named Jesse West. I know that. But then we got Gil Cedar in second place, 92 points. And also with 92 points, Sarah Kiefer. I bet that's Kiefer.
That makes more sense, yeah.
Yeah, it does. I'm not good at reading, Sarah. I apologize. And then we got Ricky Pelea. I'm already his name. I'm rooting against everyone with hard names to say for now on.
I'm rooting. What's the Smiths, man? Hey, got any Smiths in the house?
I don't think anyone with and then Ryan Zellner is still in there. I like Ryan. Easy name. You know what I mean? I'm probably saying that one wrong too. Who knows? But I big shout out to people who are really good. Idiot. I know, right? So he doesn't even watch. He's like, I don't even know why I do this thing. I just want to make these fools look stupid for saying my name wrong. But for real, shout out to people who actually know about football. I don't even know how many points I have. I don't know what the points mean exactly. I think that's how many you got right or whatever. I'm not really sure, but I know that I don't have that many points. I know that I'm 17 behind the leader, so I don't think that I'm gonna come back, but we're gonna work on it. You know what I mean? Yeah. But so how are you doing, Ryan?
Good, man. I'm tired, and I am looking forward to an opportunity to prove that I don't know anything.
That's good. I'm tired too. Like I got a whole basement situation going on, but I was ready to take a nap. I was like, we gotta do this thing. But as soon as this is done, I either gonna go work in my basement or
that's how it always goes. Like, my family's just about to book it out the door, and I'm like, yeah, boy, I'm gonna get some video games going. I'm like, oh shoot, I gotta get downstairs and fake some picks.
That's what it is. So, what games do you play? Because I do Grand Theft Auto.
Saw that. Yeah. So I started doing Red Dead because you were talking about it, and I was going crazy with it. And then my buddy turned me on to a game called Starfield. I don't know if you ever played that, but
I don't think so.
I've just been. That's all I do with my life now. Like, my family hasn't seen me in a week, so I'm having a good time with it.
Dude, it's a beautiful thing. Like, I remember when I was deep into Red Dead, like, my wife would be, like, trying to talk about stuff. Like, bro, I got a bank robbery going on here at 6. So, like,
this is a long time. Like, there's a legendary moose around that corner. You better shut your mouth.
Yeah, like, we got to break people out of jail. I don't got time for all this, but.
Trivial nonsense. Oh, I'm supposed to be doing dishes. Do you understand what's at stake here?
Well, big shout out to Steven. He said, I'm sitting at 98th, one pick above you. But hey, dude, you know what I mean? A win's a win. That's what I say. There's no if you're winning. But let's get to the old picks over here. Yeah. The reason everyone, you know, they're just dialed in, wondering.
Get your pen and paper out.
Yeah, they don't want to make a pick until they see what we pick.
I know.
And I don't blame them because we're gonna put them the right way. I don't think I picked any NFC North team to win this week except for one team, one NFC North.
But everybody already knew that. That's an easy one.
All right, so for Thursday night football, dude, this is everyone's talking about how, like, the games this week aren't really good.
Yeah,
I don't care, because to me, like, if you're, I hate the Bears, obviously.
But I haven't been this excited for a Thursday night game in a long time,
dude. I always say, though, if you're just like the quality of football, two trash teams to me are the same as two good teams, except for if you have, like, you know, good teams, you're going to have a great wide receiver, might make some fancy catch or whatever. But I feel like this is probably still going to be a close game. Panthers are 1-7. Bears are 2-7. You know, this is a real barn burner. 32nd over in the power ranking, the Panthers are, and the Bears are 29th. I'm picking the Panthers. Actually, I think the Bears, like, they seem to, like, I don't know, they're not as trash as they were, but I mean, if you're still trash, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a little bit better at picks than I was at the beginning, but I still suck, you know what I mean? Yeah. But so I'm taking the Panthers, and Adam Thielen, probably 4 touchdowns, whatever. Let's make it happen. He's on my fantasy team.
also going Panthers. I really want it, because with this whole draft situation, I'm borderline rooting for the Bears all the time, and I hate it. And this is a great situation where the Bears can lose twice. They can lose the game and lose because the Panthers win and it hurts their draft position, which is the Bears spot. So just because I really, really want it to happen, I'm just going to say Panthers. I'm going to will it into existence right now.
And that is how you should pick games, because, I mean, I think I might be doing better than you. And I'm just picking mostly who I want to win.
Pack Turd is back. My man, Pack Turd. Love that guy.
Oh, yeah, the Pack Turd show. Pack Turd. It is. I mean, as far as, like, the insults go, Pack Turd, I don't know. I kind of like it a little bit.
It's growing on me. It's stupid, but it's growing on me.
Yeah, like, I didn't like it. I thought it was trash, but it's it's growing on me. It's juvenile.
I'm starting to see the you know, artistic quality in it.
And they stick with it. You know what I mean? I'm all for consistency. You know what I mean? All right. The next one we got the Colts going into New England. Colts are 4-5. New England's 2-7. And the Colts are 18th in a power ranking, while the Patriots are 27th. I'm picking the Colts in this game. Patriots, kind of trash. Everyone's burying Bill Belichick. It seems like anytime I don't really watch a lot of sports shows, like, on TV. And it seems like anytime they're like, Bill Belichick's done. He hasn't won anything without Brady. But I think that they're going to lose this game too. They're at home. You know, you never know. I don't know. I don't think it really matters, but I'm going to take the Colts. They're 2-3 in the last 5. You know, let's see what happens.
I'm kind of surprised the Colts are only 1.5-point favorites, because even at home, New England is just so bad. I mean, it's almost shocking how much they suck. So, I mean, for those reasons, Your Honor, I'm going to go ahead and take the Colts.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised too, because, like, I've always said, like, never. Obviously, since Brady left New England, like, their team, right. I think, you know, it's been in shambles. They're probably in crazy cap, you know, situation. And I don't know. That team is so bad. And even Belichick can't even help them. You know, and I think Belichick's a great coach, obviously. But it's a trash. It's trash over there. You know what I mean? And it's coming from a team. Yeah, it's, you know, what are you going to do? It's It's trash. All right, I'm going to get to a comment right here. Hey, Matt, I'm going to my first Packers game against Kansas City. Any recommendations? I'm from Mexico City.
Pick a different game.
Yeah, I know that's gonna be a rough game, but get there early. I think that tailgating, especially this season, is like the funnest part. I love tailgating. I think tailgating, just like training camp, I just love being down there hanging out with all the good people. But that's what I would say. Get there early. You're gonna have yourself a good old time. Let me get to this next game over here. We got the Browns at the Ravens. All right. They got Lamar Jackson. Everyone talking. He's a head runner in the MVP race, according to everyone. He's my fantasy quarterback, which is crazy because if you think Lamar Jackson having a good enough year, everyone's talking about for MVP. It's only halfway through the season. But fantasy wise, he doesn't care. I know, but he's not killing it. I mean, I think he has some weeks when he's really good, but it feels like when they play the best, his fantasy numbers are not there, and that's disappointing. But I know he doesn't care. I think I tweeted and someone like, he doesn't care. Like, I didn't tag him. I'm not talking to him saying, I'm just saying. It'd be nice.
Talking to you guys.
Yeah, I'm not talking to him. I'm not like messaging him. But the Browns are 5-3. Ravens 7-2. Browns 13th in the power ranking. Ravens second in the power ranking. Ravens are a really good football team. They're going to win this game by a lot. The Ravens are fun to watch. I don't watch a lot. I watch more than I normally would because Lamar is my quarterback. But they're playing good. The Ravens seem to be playing like they're not just winning one way. They're not like dependent on Lamar Jackson to do all these crazy things. They're winning as a team, like as he says over and over whenever they talk to him. So I'm taking the Ravens win, but the Browns, you know, they're 3-2 in their last five games. So and it's a rivalry game, but I still think the Ravens are gonna win. They're at home. They're gonna ball out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I kind of always worry about those rivalry games, but when I looked at it, it's not one sided. It's not like, you know, Cleveland always has the upper hand or anything like that. So, you know, Baltimore already played them once this year. They kicked the living crap out of them. The Ravens offense is doing real well, as is their defense. Cleveland's got a good defense, but it's not necessarily better than Baltimore's anyways. So, yeah, I think Baltimore's a better team. Baltimore's at home. So Baltimore it is.
Yeah, it makes sense. I think most people are going to go that way. But yeah, like with a rivalry game, you never know. I really don't care as long as Lamar balls out, honestly. But whatever. What are you going to do? Then this next game, right? This is the game everyone cares about the most who are watching this. We got the Packers at the Steelers. All right. These are two balling teams right now. Packers 28th in a power ranking. They're sitting at 3-5. The Steelers are 5-3. They're 16th in the power ranking. Steelers, you know, they're at home. I think it's going to be a good game. I'm picking the Packers to win. You know, they got to get a little streak going here. You know what I mean? So we'll see. And like Aaron Jones, I saw that like he bounces around like on the injury report. Like he's healthy, he's questionable, but like I haven't heard anything like happen. But I think I saw it pop up where, because I get these notifications where he's questionable now. But I think that's just like every week where he's,
yeah, exactly. And
then at the end of the week, they're like, no, he's good, whatever. But if they like, they got to get like stay using him. And like I like it when they had AJ Dillon and Aaron Jones on the field at the same time. I like that, putting them both out there. I think Aaron Jones could be used in a passing game. Like get creative, especially like sitting at 3-5, go crazy, just sling that thing, you know what I mean? Have fun with it. But I'm picking the Packers to win. Who do you got?
I'm going Packers. I think any opportunity to be a homer, I'm gonna go ahead and do it.
Why not? You know,
I'm not gonna like, if it's, you know, like Chiefs or whatever, I'm going to call it like it is. But Pittsburgh kind of sucks. I know they got a pretty good defense, but their offense is the biggest joke ever. And I don't think the home field advantage is going to help them all that much. So it's probably going to be a race to 10 points. And I think Packers in the second half are going to find a way to get to 10. And that's how they're going to win.
Yeah, they have to start fast. You know what I mean? Phil Jones says no red shirt for Aaron Jones today in practice. Sounds good. Yeah. That is good. That I'm hoping that they can just run him heavy. Plus, he's on my fantasy team too. But but they definitely have to just like start faster. Like, and I know it's easier said than done. I mean, that's like me when I go to work. I don't really do any real work for like 3 hours in. You know, after my first break, I'm like, all right, we can get this thing started now. So I get it. You know what I mean? But they don't play at 4 in the morning. I start work at 4 a.m. No one's real productive at 4 a.m. I don't care what you're doing.
That's true. But
it is very true. All right, let's keep it moving over here. We got the Texans at the Bengals. Texans 4-4. Bengals 5-3. Bengals are fifth in the power ranking. You know, they had that slow start, or I mean slowish. They're 4-1 the last five games. I think the Bengals are gonna win this game. I think everyone kind of thinks that they're at home. What is that? It's Cincinnati -7. I'm not even fully sure what that means. I think that means that they think they're going to win by 7, right?
Yeah.
I'm a big gambling guy. You know what I mean? I figured that one out. I wish it was like, you know, I wish it was different. I don't like how because I always had to think, I had to see that number and then look at the teams like, all right, that must be what they mean.
That must be the better one. You
know what I mean? But who do you got in this one?
Yeah, I've been saying for a while now, we got to see if Cincinnati's for real, and they've won 4 in a row and 5 out of their last 6. So I think they're definitely for real. Houston Texans are, they're doing some good stuff, and congratulations, but I don't know that they're necessarily on the Cincinnati Bengals level. So Cincinnati at home against a warm weather team in the frigid cold up here, because it's starting to get a little icy up here. I think I'm going to go ahead and take the Bengals.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I think it's going to be a win then for sure. If we're taking them, that's all that matters. Yep. Here we go. We got the Saints at the Vikings. That Vikings game last week, I didn't watch it, but I saw that Dobbs just came in and like never threw to anyone, didn't even know their names, half of them, and he just went out and won, and that's impressive. I didn't watch it. I was going to rewatch it, but I was like, what am I going to do, watch the Vikings do good? Nah, I'm good, because I missed that game. I was at the Packer game. I didn't really watch any games that day, but I'm taking the Saints to win this one. Ain't going to happen again. Both these teams are 5-4. Vikings are 12th in the power ranking. The Saints are 14th, so they're pretty close there. Minnesota, they got +2.5. you know what that means, but good, more power to you. But I'm taking the Saints. This one could go either way, but it might as well go, you know, against the Vikings.
I changed my mind. I'm going to go with the Vikings. I don't want to, but here's the thing. It seems like the more players they lose, the better they get.
Yeah.
They couldn't win when they had Kirk Cousins and Justin Jefferson. Then they lose Justin Jefferson, they start winning. Then they lose Kirk Cousins, and they win. They lost their #2 wide receiver. They don't have anybody left, so I think this might be their best game. They won their last 4 in a row, 5 out of their last 6. Screw it. I'll just take the Vikings. Why not? Because at the beginning of the season, I kept betting on them, and they kept losing. Then they lost everybody. I'm like, oh, they're done. They're not going to win anymore, and they haven't lost. So I'm just going to pick them and hope they lose.
Yeah, I think that
you might do whatever I don't say, so they're going to win.
If I picked them, they would definitely lose, because whenever I like want a rival to win for whatever reason, if it helps Packers or whatever, they always – that's why I don't do it. I try not to ever do it, because then I get mad because a team I hate you know,
well, then you should pick them too. We'll just both pick them, and then they'll definitely lose. Double trouble.
I can't do it. I think there's a Vikings fan in the chat that would get too much enjoyment out of that. We can't have that. You know what I mean? We got the Niners at the Jaguars. Niners, you know, they started off fast. Last 5 games are 2-3. While the Jaguars, they're 6-2. Last 5 games, 5-0. They're 3rd in the power ranking. And, the Niners are 9th in the power ranking. What a time to be alive to see the Jaguars 3rd in the power ranking. That's they're doing a good job over there. I'm taking the Jaguars. They're at home. I'm feeling it. But the Niners, you know, they're a good team, but they're kind of like not playing as good as they were early on. But I still think that they're going to lose. And if they do, I will get enjoyment out of it.
I hate the 49ers with a passion, and I'm very very happy that they suck. I'm hoping they don't come out strong out of their bye week, because they lost 3 in a row, and that's freaking hilarious. They scored 17 points 3 weeks in a row because their quarterback can't play football anymore. And Jacksonville's won 5 in a row, so pretty easy. Jacksonville's going to win.
The Jags, but Niners are confused. Yep. Niners will not lose after a bye week. That's the thing, coming off a bye week. You know, but I still think that the Jaguars, they're playing hot right now. So
John says Niners own the Packers. Who owns the Bears? Do you know?
I think that's that team that plays over there in Green Bay.
Oh, all right.
They got the draft coming up. Dude, I was arguing with people because I get so sick of the people they talk about the draft. Like, oh, can Green Bay even handle it? Like, dude, like, do you think that, you know, I've seen all these people talk about, like, do you think that the NFL didn't look into it? They're not just like, yeah, what the heck? Yeah. Right. What the heck? We'll just flood this city with people, not even consider it. It'll be fine. They got smart people over there. They're going to figure this thing out. But anyways, next one, we got the Titans at the Bucks. All right, the Bucks 3-5, Titans 3-5, Titans 21st in power ranking, Bucks 25th. All right, I'm taking the Bucks, and I'm taking them for one reason and one reason only. I got Mike Evans on my fantasy team, and I really like him to do. I lost last week. Oh yeah, by the way, people, the fantasy show I'm not doing no more, but we're gonna do something else with those good people because I like talking to the guys, but talking to fantasy football, like I can talk about it in a short, brief amount of time, but I just feel stupid when I talk about it. So, but we're gonna think of something else. We'll probably still chat a little bit about it, but just not as much. But yeah, I'm taking the Buccaneers to win this game. Both these teams, you know, they're 3-5. I don't think this is one of those games that people have said that nobody cares about, but I think the Bucks win it.
I know there's no such thing as being due, but that's how I'm gonna base my pick on this because both teams suck equally, and the Titans kind of, you know, they win interchangeably. The Buccaneers have not won in a very long time. I think they're due. It's their first home game in a while, so that's what I'm going on. They're not going to win against San Francisco on the road, so if they don't win now, they might not win for a long time. So I think they're going to get this win.
Yeah, I actually thought the Bucks were gonna like play better this year, and that is not the case so far. So the next one we got Atlanta going into Arizona. Arizona 1-8, 31st in the power ranking. Not a good football team. The Falcons are 4-5. They're 22nd in the power ranking. And I think it's crazy. It says Arizona plus 1.5. With Arizona is a very, very bad football team right now, and that's pretty close, but I'm taking Atlanta. Atlanta, you know, they're 2-3 in the last five games. The Cardinals are 0-5 in the last five games, which makes sense. Only have one win, but yeah, so I think Atlanta's probably going to win this. I think it's probably not going to be close. I'm not sure. Arizona, do they even stay close in games? I don't think I ever watched them this week or this year.
I haven't watched them, but I would be kind of shocked. Let's see. They won a game against Dallas.
I do remember. I think I talked trash.
And they were close against the Giants. So the first 3 weeks after that, no, it hasn't even been close after that win against Dallas.
That's a fact right there. The who care games.
Yeah. It was literally 27-0 last week, so that's not super close.
The battle of the sucky birds.
Yeah, so I mean, it's just always safe to bet against Arizona. Maybe if they're going up against the Panthers, you would reconsider. But I think just forever, I will bet against the Cardinals.
Yeah, I think. I don't think that there's any reason to ever have hope that the Cardinals will win a game. Maybe ever again. You know what I mean? It might just be. I feel like when I was a kid, I lived in Fond du Lac for a little bit, and the high school team was called the Cardinals. I feel like they're probably better than the NFL. That's how I feel. I don't know, but could be. My school might be gone. I don't know. They could have changed the name, but I don't know. But okay, then we got the Lions. All right, the Lions at the Chargers. Lions are 6-2, 6th in the power ranking. Chargers 4-4, 15th in the power ranking. Lions the last five games are 4-1. Chargers 3-2. I'm taking the Chargers to win this game because here's my theory. My theory is the Chargers beat the Lions, and then the Packers beat the Chargers. Therefore, the Packers are better than the Lions. You know what I mean? And like someone said earlier, Jair said they're going to win out. The Packers are. So, you know, let's get the Lions a loss right here, dropping to 6-3. You know, let the comeback for the North start over here. But that's who I'm taking. Who do you got?
I was going to take the Lions, but I think you convinced me. It does make sense because if we're going to win out, the Lions have to start sucking. And the downfall has to start some point. So it makes sense that it would be this week. They're, you know, just like the 49ers out of nowhere, like they can't throw, they can't catch, they start sucking, spirals out of control, boom, we beat them. I think that's it. So yeah, I'm taking the Chargers because screw the Lions.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's the only reason that you need. Yeah.
I mean, if you asked me who I actually thought was going to win, I'd probably say the Lions. But I'm picking the Chargers.
If I was putting money on it,
I might.
You know, but I don't know. I'm not going to be out here making people feel.
If you ripped like $500 out of my bank and said pick the team, I would probably pick the Lions.
But don't do that. Yeah. What's your PIN number? Yeah. We'll get this thing underway over here. Excuse me. We got the Giants. We got the Cowboys in Dallas. 2-7. The Giants are. Cowboys 5-3. All right, the Cowboys 3-2 in the last five games. Giants 1-4. Giants are a bad football team. They got Dallas minus 16.5. See, to me, that sounds like they think the Cowboys are going to lose by 16.5. I feel like it should be the other way around. You know right. what I mean? How they have it set up. But I guess they had it all figured out. No one asked me. I wasn't in that meeting. So I guess I'll just go with what everyone else is doing. But, the Cowboys are 7th in the power ranking. I think the Cowboys are going to win this game. The Giants are bad. I've only watched them a few times this year, and every time I was like, oh yeah, they're bad. Like they're horrible. Like, even like when they were on Monday Night Football, you see Eli watch him. He just looks sad.
You're gonna make me do this. You don't pay me enough for this.
Yeah, that's all I remember. Like whenever I think about the Giants is that Monday Night Football game, and Eli was just like a sad face, just watching his team
just get one tear.
It's kind of like when I do my live streams and the Packers lose, and the comments are just like everyone's trashing me. The Packers, this and that. I'm just trying to battle through it, just get through this game. Just taking bathroom breaks even when I don't gotta go. You know, I'm just like, let me just walk
sitting in there on your phone.
Let me recompose a little bit. Just walk away from these comments so I don't cry on stream.
Watching YouTube videos in the bathroom.
I just walk out the door just a little bit and just get myself together here. Wipe my tears. But who do you got in this one?
Yeah, I think last week I said Dallas is so stupid they're probably going to beat the Eagles and then lose to the Giants, but they lost to the Eagles, so I guess that plan's out the door. So I guess we got to pick the Cowboys to beat the Giants because, you know, the Dallas Cowboys are pretty good and the Giants suck, so I don't know if I need to explain further than that.
Yeah, we don't have to, you know, you really don't. You know, ESPN has like a 45-minute segment on it. But, I don't think it's going to be close. If you're a Cowboys fan, it's going to be a fun game to watch. You're probably not watching this show if you're a Cowboys fan, but probably not tuned in on this one. But we got the Commanders and the Seahawks. I don't like the Commanders. You know, want to know why? Because every time I got to write this graphic out, it's a long word.
Yeah.
And my autocorrect lately is screwing up, and it sucks. Anyways, that's what bothers me. But they're 4-5. Seahawks are 5-3. Seahawks 11th in the power ranking. Washington is 19th. I'm taking the Seahawks in this one. And, you know, not really any real reason. I just think the Commanders suck. Seahawks, I don't think I've really watched them play. I think who's the quarterback? Is that Geno Smith over there? Yeah. I think I saw him like yelling about something one time on a clip on Instagram.
I saw him on TV once.
So, they're 3-2 in their last five. Washington's 2-3. So, yeah, I think the Seahawks won. But I really honestly don't care about this game.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't probably most of them, honestly.
That's true. Yeah, so last week it was kind of one of those things where I think I picked Washington because it was like, you know, when you start shipping off players or whatever, we said that about the Raiders, right? We picked the Raiders to win because they fired their coach and everybody gets fired up. So Washington shipped off a bunch of players and it's like, all right, they're going to beat New England. And they did. And you think, well, maybe they got a little bit of fire. But first of all, that lasts a very short period of time. Second of all, it was the Patriots, and the Patriots are garbage, and they only beat them by 3 points. So I think that wears off, and I think they're going to get humbled this week against the Seahawks.
Yeah, like people are saying too in the chat, Commanders, they had a fire sale, so like they're in full tank mode, and so yeah. But even if they weren't, I still don't really have, and that's why, because they know too. They're like, we understand that we suck, and let's just get rid of everybody and start over. All right, we got the Jets at the Raiders. You just mentioned the Raiders. Raiders are 4-5. Jets 4-4. Jets are 20th in a power ranking. The Raiders are 23rd. So these teams like are, I mean, even like record wise and like power ranking wise, but I'm not sure. The Raiders, like, they came out hot. They got a new coach. Devontae Adams seems happy. He's all pumped up. Like, I even seen him, like, this clip where he was at a basketball game and the ref was just over there talking to him. Like, the ref was like, I was at the game, 50-yard line. He was all stoked. And then Devontae said, you know, basically good things are about to happen. We're about to – I don't know if I believe him, but I feel like that's how you got to think as a player. But I am picking the Raiders in this game just because the Jets, I don't know. You know, they're both 3-2 in the last five games. The Raiders are at home. They're still excited. Maybe they can get one more. That's what I'm thinking. Plus, I like Devontae Adams. I'd like him to be happy.
Really torn because they're on the complete opposite ends of the spectrum. The Raiders are flying high. They're all jacked up, you know, because they went out and beat the freaking Giants, whoop-de-doo. And the Jets are at like an all-time low. Like, I didn't even watch the game, but I'm just on social media watching all the comments. Like, this is the worst freaking team I've ever seen. Everybody hates everybody. Like, Billy Turner's a piece of crap. Lazard, who brought this guy here? Let's freaking kill him. But it's still the Raiders. They suck. They're going to have to travel all the way across the country. They're instead of going up against the Giants defense, they got to go up against the Jets defense. If the Jets can get back to scoring just like 20 points, they're going to probably beat the crap out of the Raiders. I don't know. Do you buy into the hype and stick with the Raiders, or do we think that it kind of normalizes? I'll give them one more week. One more week. I think the Raiders are going to win, and then things are going to start to calm down. I
absolutely agree, especially because it's the Jets. I think it's funny because I see like Jets fans like on Twitter, they're like, Alan Lazard sucks, and like Alan Lazard, like, he is what he is. Like, I like Alan Lazard. I think he's, you know, he's a great blocker, but like, they when they signed him, they were acting like he was, you know, like I'm like number one wide receiver, and I ain't trashing Alan Lazard just because he left Green Bay. I think he's a great blocking wide receiver, and he utilized right. But like, I think in their head they thought he was like gonna, you know, pop off and like do all these crazy things.
I got in all kinds of fights about Billy Turner. They swore up and down. First of all, he was just a backup, so it didn't matter. But second of all, he's actually a really high quality player. I mean, why else would Rodgers and everybody want him there? So you're an idiot. I don't know what you're talking about. And now he's playing, and they're like, this guy freaking sucks. I'm like, I told you the guy sucks, man. What do you want me to say?
I absolutely love how you say you're an idiot. Like, if I'm ever I'm in traffic and like someone like does something stupid, and I say you're an idiot. I think of you. You're like, you're an idiot. You don't know football, and that's that. It's like the greatest thing in the world. But yeah. So we both got the Raiders winning this one, and now we're on to this is Monday Night Football right here.
The tough one.
This is the Broncos at the Bills. Broncos 3-5, Bills 5-4. Bills are 10th in the power rank. I feel like the Bills are kind of like those old Packer teams. Like, they're good. And then, but even when they don't play good, they still kind of get that credit because like everyone just thinks they're going to, you know, turn it on. They're 2-3 in the last five games, not playing as good as people expect. Like, I think I might have picked them to win the Super Bowl, if I remember right. And the Broncos are 3-2 last five games. And, like, you'd think that would be the opposite. I don't like the Broncos. I don't like anything about them anymore. And their fans are kind of sketched. Yep. You know, they don't talk as much anymore, but, you know, whatever. They did for a little bit for that 1 week. But
they got Russ and thought it was great.
Yeah. But, I think the Bills do win this game. But, I mean, I wouldn't doubt it if the Broncos, like, pulled one out. Like, I don't know, because both these teams like that, I feel like the Broncos can have a game. And I feel like the Bills, we don't know, like, what Bills team is showing up. Like, because I think that they can be good. They're just not always, but yeah, I think that they're going to be this. And Monday Night Football, I feel like this is the time, like this is your time to shine, to show everyone that we are what we're supposed to be. And let's see if they do it.
Yeah, we got my quarterback in fantasy football going up against one of the worst defenses in the Denver Broncos. So I'm all about the Buffalo Bills. I'm all about that 31-10 prediction. I'm saying that's exactly what's going to happen, and it's going to win me my fantasy league this week.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, I could use, you know, if they want to throw the ball to Diggs every play,
that's fine.
I'd be all right with that.
I'll hook you up, dude.
What's up? John says, I love these two guys. They are good sports for Packer fans. They are okay in my book. There we go. We got the approval over here. No, I do not. I absolutely not
bad
love
for a couple of pack turds, right?
You know what I mean? I love going back and forth, like with most fans, but some fans like take it too far and they're like get weird about it. But I think it's fun. But before I let you run out of here, let's talk about this week with the Packers. We got Packers playing Steelers. Yeah, we kind of talked about it before, but like, what do you think? Like Rasul Douglas, we haven't talked about that. What do you think about them trading him away?
Well, I think Valentine probably eased a lot of people's pain. At least I hope he did, because that dude balled out. But I get it. I mean, you took a swing to see if maybe we don't need to tear this thing down. Maybe we'll be okay and win a bunch of games. And you get through half the season and the GM's like, all right, guess that's not going to happen. So the Bills come along with an offer. Fair enough. And we could also give him credit. That probably isn't true, but we'll just pretend that he always knew Valentine was elite anyways. So it's good to go. But yeah, I get it. Like, I like Rasul. He's a good dude, but I get it. I mean, it's just the situation we're in right now that's kind of the stuff that's going to happen when you're not winning football games.
Yeah, like I was surprised by it, but like I get it long term because he's hot, you know, and they figure this isn't going to be a player that's going to be here when we're, you know, competitive and like, you know, trying to do it. Then if he's not going to be there, then we might as well get something for him. But I was kind of surprised by it, but I understand it. And like, there's a reason why I'm not a GM. But yeah, I think, you know, I don't know. You think the Packers are going to do some damage here the rest of the way? I get Jair, so they're going to win out. The schedule isn't crazy tough, but do you think that they can kind of get this, use this as momentum and do anything?
Well, that's the thing. It's like, you know, do I completely buy into it? Not really, but I mean, we're going up against mostly bad teams, so there's no reason why if they just keep doing what they did last week, they can pull out a handful of wins. I mean, like I said, Pittsburgh's offense is a complete joke. I'm trying to remember who else we've got coming. We got the Chargers who are not good. I don't know. There's a lot of, I mean, most of the teams we're going to play are bad. Chicago's bad. So, yeah, I mean, they can do some damage, but I still think you go up against tough teams. You go up against Kansas City or Buffalo or Cincinnati or any of the AFC teams. you're probably not, I would say Dallas, but we'll kick the crap out of Dallas, 'cause it doesn't matter. Yeah, then I still think it's not going to be pretty, would be my guess. But we'll see. I mean, Pittsburgh is going to be – first of all, I want to see if they can even be consistent. Like, can you just do that again, you know? Yeah. Like, just play good football again? And then can you do it against a premier, like, top five defense? Which I'm pretty skeptical, but if they can do it, then I'm officially a believer.
Yeah, they definitely just had to give Aaron Jones a ball. Not just because he's on my fantasy team, because like we all said it. I think mostly I said it for sure. I'm pretty sure I wasn't like some genius. Everyone said it. Aaron Jones is a big, huge part of this offense. Like, yeah. I remember then in the offseason, people were like, you don't believe in Love. I'm like, no, I believe that the running game is going to help a young quarterback. I think that like he's and he can be used so many ways. But I'm going to that Chargers game. So nice. They're going to win that. The Packers don't lose when I'm in the building. I don't know why they didn't figure that out. You know,
Same here. I think I'm undefeated. I've only been to like three games or four games, but I'm undefeated. So I'll have to if they start making it close, like if we have a situation with the Lions like last year, I just got to buy a ticket. I just got to bite the bullet and go.
Yeah, we'll go.
Get us in the playoffs.
Yeah, we'll go together. Buy you.
Yeah, that'll just 100% like when like Captain Planet when our powers combine. You know.
Dude, I think I figured out a hack for going to the games, because like last couple of games I went to, like it went up on top and people would make fun like way up on top. Like I was posting like Instagram shirts like, oh, you're in a nosebleeds. I'm like, yeah, because I want to be. I like it, dude. Where I was, you can buy like a really cheap ticket and then I don't even sit in my seat. There's like platforms where you can like take people, a lot of people take pictures, but you can just watch the game there. Like Bill Jarts, who does like the commentator, like in in stadium where he's like, that's another Packers touchdown. Like he was right there. And like, I was just like messing with those guys a little bit, like video. And the guy was like next to him, like, what's this guy doing? And it's funny.
Let me say one. Come on.
And I was trying to tell my son, I'm like, yo, that's the guy who yells first down. And he didn't know. And he's like, nah. And I'm like, watch when the Packers get a first down. And he was like, so he's like, oh, he said it. But it's so great. Cause like, you can get a beer like 20 feet behind you. There's never a line up there.
Yeah.
And like in between, like, if there's a commercial timeout, you can go use the bathroom and there's never a line in there. Like,
nobody's yelling at you to sit down.
Yeah. It's beautiful. Yeah. You can walk around. There's a bunch of people, you know, hanging out. It's like a party. So I think this next game, I might just go alone. Yeah. Just buy one ticket, you know, find the cheapest ticket up there and I ain't going to sit in the seat anyways. And, I think it's a hack, but I shouldn't be telling people.
I was just going to say, you should have just told me after. Don't tell everybody. Cause now it's going to be like 500 people trying to cram in there and everyone's going to be like, get back to your seats and everything. So it's fun while it lasted.
Yeah. I get that many people watching this thing. but, all right, let's see what Phil's saying. He says, Matt, you should have screamed at the PA announcer. He sucked this last week.
Phil, you should have just yelled, you suck. How funny would that be? You yell at the first down guy, hey, you suck.
That's why, Phil, like, that's some great analyst. When you start critiquing the stadium announcer, that's like some next level.
Bush League this week, Steven.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't want that job. I don't even know. They don't have to say too much. They yell first down once in a while. And Bill Jarch is a legend. I mean, he's been doing that forever. But I couldn't imagine anyone else saying it. I'd probably just be up there cussing. Like, I'd forget to turn the mic off. I'm like, son of a... Yeah, right. But, all right. So, those are our picks. And if you follow our picks, you're probably not going to do very well. But maybe, you know, I did all right last week. I feel like I'm getting better. But be sure to check out Packernet Podcast. They do some great stuff over there. And I want to give a shout out to JJ. I was watching, you know, I try to catch up with you guys, you know, when you're...
Yeah, I saw you over there. That's right.
Yeah, and I think he's smart. Whenever I like watch him, I was like, this guy like smart. Cause like I do my thing and I have fun or whatever. But I'm like, when you like watch people and they're like, wow, that guy really knows stuff.
Yeah, right.
Like you're kind of smart too. At least you kind of make it seem like it. I don't even attempt it. You know,
I'm a good fake it till you make it guy.
Yeah. My wife always tells me that. She's like, fake it till you make it. I'm like, I don't know if I'm ever going to make it, but
oh, I got everything in my life.
Yeah. Just like fake it, you know, just pretend, you know, that's what I do.
My
like,
wife, just across the board.
That's what I do. Like when I'm sitting up top, I just pretend I'm in a suite. Yeah, you know what I mean? Right. And if you don't
know, my wife, I was a good person. Like you just pretend, man.
Oh yeah,
you just lie to everybody.
You have basically
you get whatever you want.
That's what marriage is. You just lie to them and tell them they marry you.
Yeah. I get mad at her when she doesn't lie to me. Like, why did you tell me that? Just freaking lie to me, dude.
Yeah, like I do the courtesy.
I want to know the truth. Yeah.
To lie, like you know, yeah.
Right. I tell you that shirt looks good. You tell me the food tastes good. Like that's why we're together.
Yeah, I don't cook, and if I did, nobody was saying it. It tastes good. It's funny because my kids will talk to me about that. Like, because I used to work at a restaurant, I used to be a cook. And they're like, "How were you ever a cook? Like, how are you getting paid to serve people food?
You were the chief microwave operator."
I was on pancakes and toast. I was pretty good.
Oh yeah.
I appreciate you, Steven, for tuning in. Go Pack, go. All right, so we got one more and we'll get out of here. Jason says the Packers 24, Steelers 17. I like that. I didn't really have a score prediction, but I think I'll go with that. I'll copy Jason. Like, we'll see, because Steelers defense, they're good.
I'd be impressive to get to 24.
I don't know if you heard, but TJ Watt could have been a Packer.
Oh, shut up.
Dude, I think it's like I've never seen, like, because obviously every team has players that they could have had. Like Aaron Rodgers got drafted by like 23 other teams. Actually,
TJ Watt could have been drafted by like 28 teams.
Yeah, it's like that's just what it is. And I think people should like let that go. I mean, I wouldn't have minded it because, you know, I'm biased and I like the Watt family. I like JJ Watt. I think it's cool that they come from Wisconsin. You know, anybody who comes from Wisconsin is somewhat successful. I'm all in on them. You know what I mean?
You know what's funny too, though? Is there any other fan base that pisses and moans about TJ Watt?
I don't think so.
I don't like what about the team that picked before us? Are they super pissed to this day? Like, we could have had TJ Watt. We should find out who that was. and then go talk to their fans. Like, you guys ever talk about how we almost had TJ Watt? And be like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, you guys could have picked him. And then, like, no. We'll see. Maybe they do. Maybe they're constantly like, could have freaking TJ Watt, dude.
That's all his Twitter mentions are. All the fans.
Could have had 28 him. Fan bases saying, we could have had him. You took such and such at 5. We could have had TJ Watt.
He looked at my Instagram story one time. He didn't follow me. He didn't like what he saw, I don't think. I don't know how he got there, but I saw because you can see who like looked at it. I don't
really tell you who looked at it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't usually pay attention, but I did one day. And then it's a TJ Watt. I was like, ooh. But then he was like, I don't know. He probably got lost. He was just like, what
happened? That's probably worse than not seeing it. Like, oh, I guess that wasn't funny. Sorry. Yeah, sorry, TJ. Just send him an apology. Like, I'm sorry, dude. That sucked.
Hey, but I did get to meet Don Mikulski.
Yeah. Oh, I saw that actually. Yeah, that's right.
Like how that happened, dude. You want to hear a funny story?
Yes.
So, me and my son are walking back to a tailgate, and we're walking down like Shadow Lane, which is like right across the street from Lambeau Field. It's like on the other side of the block of those like Packer houses over there.
Okay.
It's like in the front yard of those houses, and I'm walking in it, and then I just look, and I'm like, this is freaking Don Mikulski. I'm a little buzzed up, but like not crazy. And I was like, oh, and I just stopped and I was like, Don. And then my son said, he said, Magic Man. I don't know if he did or not. I didn't hear it, but like my son was like, whatever. And then my son was like, and I was like, hey, can I get a picture? Like, great to meet you. Like, you're my favorite player when I was a kid. I kind of like got all like kind of weird fangirl. He's like, ooh, take it easy, guy.
Yeah.
I feel like when you meet players that were like your favorite as a kid, it turns you into like a kid.
Yeah. And,
so my son is like, yeah. He's like, this effer used to talk about you all the time. And I already introduced. Like, this is my son, and he goes, that's your father, not a F or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's just kind of how we are. Like, I didn't obviously like it, but it was great. So I got a picture. He didn't look overly impressed to take the picture, but he did tweet it out and say it was great to meet me. But I think that's because everyone on Twitter, like, it kind of got bigger and people were like saying, hey, Don Mikulski's awesome or whatever. So that's why he chimed in. But it was cool. He was my first favorite Packer player. Like, nice. Like, I knew other players, obviously, before, but that was like when I first started getting really into football where I had a favorite player. And then like when Brett Favre went in, I was mad. I hated Brett Favre at first. I was like, dude, Don Mikulski. I remember my friends, we playing football outside. We would like make jokes about how Don Mikulski was better, but they were like holding him down, you know. Oh, this Favre guy sucks. I don't know why.
Just keeping the man down.
Yeah. Who was your favorite? Your first favorite player? Do you remember?
I mean, it's probably Brett. But the first one that I remember, like I know when I was a kid, I had a like one of those Packers lockers, and I wanted it to say Brooks on there. So like the first guy that I was a fan of, non-quarterback that I can remember, was Robert Brooks. But I know there was a bunch before that, like Sterling Sharp and everybody else, but just trying to remember back to like the guys that I really liked. I know that was definitely one of them.
Yeah. I remember Chuck Cecil too, because Tecmo Bowl was a video game back then.
Oh yeah.
And Chuck Cecil was just like a baller in that game. And so like that. And then like later on in life, you watch like highlights of Chuck Cecil. Dude was an absolute menace, dude. Like his face is bloody. In the game, he would like spear people. He was like, you know how they had.
Oh yeah. That's right. They would just dive. You'd see that. Yeah, like they would, like, thing that would come across. Yeah.
And just like murder a quarterback. Yeah. And that's kind of realistic, because in real life, you watch the highlights, Chuck Cecil, he was out there just like breaking bones on people. Yeah. It was great. But yeah, Lynn Dickey, that's what John said, his favorite Packer of all time, Lynn Dickey, and he's a Bears fan, so
there you go.
Probably his favorite player of all time. He's probably over Bears, you know.
Yeah.
Because he understands. You know, Tim Harris too. That I remember, like we had like cops would handle football cards, like when, you know, on the street. And it was always a Tim Harris card. That's why I always liked Tim Harris. Because like they're like, we can't get rid of these things. No, he was good. He was a guy. But everyone had a Tim Harris card. Tecmo Bowl, you had to be Bo Jackson. And Tecmo Bowl, have you ever played that game? Are you old enough for that game?
Oh yeah, I remember playing Tecmo Super Bowl back in the day for sure. I played it at somebody else's house, and it was just like he just wanted to show us real quick, and then we're gonna go do something else. And I was like, no, I'm not leaving. Like it was back in the day, like we didn't have anything. Like I played Tetris and like Mario, and like that was pretty much it. It's like, dude, this is a freaking football game. This is crazy.
Yeah, me and my brothers, we used to have where we would like have notebooks. We would have seasons because they didn't have seasons like Madden does. You know, so we would play all these games and then we'd put season. We'd have stats. We'd like write it all down. We had way too much time on our hands. That's why people say today, "Oh, kids never go outside. They're on video games all day." Like, dude, we stayed in the house. We had like franchises.
We were the original freaking kids that stayed home and didn't go anywhere, man.
Yeah, like, dude, I was that kid since day one.
Yeah, you know how long I sat in the house and played Twisted Metal all day long? Like, that's all I did.
Dude, like, when Mario first came out, I remember getting that. And, like, I remember how much it was. It was $116. You know how I know? Because anytime anyone touched it, my mom would tell us how much it cost. It's like my brother would get up and, like, punch the TV. She's like, you better not be talking to Nintendo. It was $116. But those were good games. But you couldn't even save. Like, people don't even know. Kids today don't even know. Yeah. If you died in Mario,
that's why I remember there was times when like me and my brother and his friends, we'd all come over and it was like we'd stay up all night to beat a game because you can't save it. So it's like, this is our one run through. So we'd get at the house, we'd stay up all night, 2 in the morning, 3, 4. We'd pass the controller around and it's like either you beat it or as soon as you shut the game off, everything you saved is gone.
Yeah, it's kids today have no idea. It was a struggle, but it was fun. And like Mario, you could get the extra guys. You go on like World 3-1, you know, and you'd like jump on that thing and ding 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 ding. Yeah. Get all the guys. You die trying to get the extra guys and have to start over.
You know what's funny is I actually just now I'm going backwards. I bought my kids a Nintendo. It's one of those like fake ones that has like 800 games preloaded on it. So I'm getting them hooked up with Nintendo and they freaking love it. And then I went and bought a Sega and I've got like Sega games. So I'm just like going back through my childhood now.
Yeah, like on the Switch, my wife has a Switch and she's like, you should get a Switch. You'll like it. And then I was like, I got it. And I was like, I don't like it. And she's like, well, I'll just use it because now I can play against myself and give myself whatever game she plays. I'm like, you just wanted a second Switch, I think. But I think on that game, you can play the old school games. So
nice.
No, I think it's cool. But memory lane right there. But all right, we'll wrap this thing up. Everyone, be sure to check out the Packernet podcast. And, you know, my merch, check out themattramage.com. And you can find all my merch, all my places. You can follow me in other places if you want. And shout out to Quick Trip, you know what I mean? Sponsor the show. We got this thing right here, you know? Yes. This is fancy right here. But all right, thank you all for tuning in. Everyone who watched live, John, all right, go Pack, go Bud. I appreciate you watching, tuning in, and having fun with us, all right? We are out of here. Go Pack, go. Let's beat up on the Steelers come Sunday.
Now we got to dance.